Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 193 for Friday, December 19th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were down Friday morning as speculative profit-taking and light hedges weighed on prices. Canola's down 30 cents to a dollar, the March contract down 60 cents at $437 per ton. Canola ran into resistance to the upside yesterday, and speculators are now thought to be taking some profits ahead of the weekend and the Christmas holiday when activity will slow down. Many farmers are still on the sidelines awaiting the new year, but cash bids near the $10 per bushel mark in many parts of Western Canada have triggered sales, and that did weigh on prices as well. Losses in Chicago soybeans and other outside oilseed markets also put pressure on canola. Solid end-user demand on the other side provided support, helping temper the losses. A softer tone in the Canadian dollar, down about a quarter cent today, was also supportive. Wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat are down, with profit-taking to end the week behind some of that activity. Wheat was seeing the biggest losses after posting the biggest gains throughout much of the week. Soybeans, they're down 2 to 7 cents, the March contract down 4 at $10.39 per bushel. Recent strength in the bean market has encouraged farmer selling, and that pressured values. The large U.S. crop and good South American prospects also are overhanging the market. However, solid export demand on the other side provided underlying support. Advances in soy oil were also supportive for the soy complex in general. Corn is down 2 to 4 cents, the March contract down 3 at $4.08 per bushel. Increased farmer selling and losses in crude oil were weighing on corn, but confirmation of some fresh export business kept corn well supported overall. The USDA reported large sales to both Japan and Mexico this morning. Wheat is down 11 to 13 cents, the March contract in Chicago down 12 at $6.43 per bushel. After climbing sharply over the past week, wheat was due for a bit of a correction. Farmer selling was also a factor, while the concerns over Russia exiting the export market have largely been factored into the futures for the time being. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday morning, December 19th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.